USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
6 months ago this week, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered tens of thousands of troops into war with Ukraine. A massive invasion on a scale unseen in Europe since the Nazis during World War II. Since then, tens of thousands of people have been killed, millions have fled, and cities have been reduced to rubble by Russia's invasion. And now the topic is a possible bombardment of a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The daughter of an influential Russian politician, referred to as Putin's brain, was killed in a car bombing on the outskirts of Moscow over the weekend. 29-year-old Daria Dungia was killed when her car exploded Saturday night. We have a couple more primary elections taking place Tuesday. Statewide primaries will happen in New York and Florida. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa! That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Things were abuzz in Chicago, Illinois over the weekend.
Planes dipped, looped, dove, and roared through the Chicago sky on Saturday as the city's air and water show made its post-pandemic return. Spectators lined the lakefront. Even though some rain rolled through, it's the largest free show of its kind in the United States. Here's spectator Brian Smith, who traveled 7 hours from Iowa to see the P-51 Mustang.
When I was growing up, I was really into World War II and the military and all that stuff, and P-51s was like awesome. So that's what I'm waiting on.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The United States and South Korea begin their biggest combined military training in years Monday as they prepare for a North Korea nuclear threat. The drills could draw an angry response from North Korea, which has dialed up its weapons testing activity to a record pace this year while repeatedly threatening conflicts with Seoul and Washington, D.C. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
British consumer prices inflation is poised to hit 18%, or 9 times that of the Bank of England's target, in early 2023. Benjamin Nabarro, an economist at U.S. Citibank, said on Monday in light of the latest jump in energy prices. The partisan Inflation Reduction Act was passed exclusively by Democrats. With less than 1,000 billionaires in America, the Democrats are putting 87,000 more IRS agents in a position to come after your money. Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, told Newsmax President Biden is lying again about those making under $400,000 a year, and they won't be financially scrutinized and taxed more.
The bill increases taxes on coal. It increases taxes on crude oil, gasoline. It increases taxes on manufacturing natural gas. How does that ever reduce the cost of living? Manchin approved those 3 taxes on everyone. There was the Biden lie that he used to get elected. I will never raise taxes on anyone who earns less than $400,000 a year, says Biden. There is nothing in this bill that reduces inflation, nothing that pretends to reduce inflation. The only honest thing about this bill is when they call it the Inflation Reduction Act, is that's them admitting we've been lying for a year and a half when we said there was no inflation. So we're now going to fix the inflation we spent a year and a half explaining did not exist.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.